You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea and you're tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star. And today's episode is part two of a series I started last week, which we're calling the ABCs of Emo. We are going to highlight different bands for each letter of the alphabet. And this is a riff on a compilation titled ABCs of Punk, which was from 1997. Just thought it was a fun theme, and we're going to keep things going today. And also to add to the craziness of this theme, in this series I'm only playing bands that have never been played before on Sadder Star, so there's definitely a lot of deep cuts, and this episode part two is pretty like screamo heavy. Also it is the last week of X-Ray's spring fun drive. We are asking you to help support X-Ray help support X-Ray as an independent media platform for people in our community, both in Portland and, you know, our niche worldwide listeners as well. This platform is more important than ever, honestly, as things continue to become hyper homogenized and owned by capitalist billionaires. And X-Ray is only possible because of the support of our amazing members. A $15 a month membership includes a special X-Ray spring t-shirt, or a $20 a month membership gets you a sick X-Ray beach towel. All donations to X-Ray go towards basic operating costs to keep the station going and serve you the weirdo radio that you know and love and expect from X-Ray. If you'd like to become a member or just simply donate in general, head on over to xray.fm/donate or give us a call literally right now at 503-233-9729. That is our pledge line. Again, xray.fm/donate or give us a call at 503-233-9729. So for the episode, to kick us off today, we're going to start with the letter O. And we're going to start with a band called Ariana Rayo, who are from Austin, Texas, active around like 2009, 2010. This track you're about to hear is called The Satisfaction Sought in Gratuity from their demo. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sadder Star. Here we go.
Yeah. spies. It says one thing. Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Sadder Star on X-Ray FM. And if you're just tuning in, we are doing part two of the ABCs of emo. So we're going in alphabetical order. This is part two, so we're starting at the letter O. For O, you heard the band Oriana Rayo, who are from Austin, Texas. That track you heard is called The Satisfaction Sought in Gratuity off of their demo. Then you heard Polaris with Monkey Puzzle, which was a split with the band Baby Harp Seal. And Polaris were from the UK in the 90s. They were like kind of mathy, experimental indie rock, I'd say. Really great band. They have some other releases that are really cool. Highly recommend checking them out. After that, you heard Quattro for Q, who were a 90s Chicago area emo band. That track is called Fourth Grade Diet Plan off of the Lou Wallace compilation, which is a very stacked 7-inch compilation featuring 12 Hour Turn and The Lazarus Plot and The Vita Blue. I feel like I'm getting that wrong. That was that. Oh, yeah. No, I'm right. Okay. Ooh, thank God. Anyway, after that, you heard Rue Morgue, who were in Iowa. Emo hardcore band adjacent to the bands In Loving Memory and Love Lost But Not Forgotten from that same kind of scene. And that track you heard was Gary Busy's Teeth. And after that you heard an Australian screamo band from the mid-2000s called Sephora. That was number three off of their 3-song demo. That song is so good. I think that band is highly underrated, as is a lot of Australian screamo of that era. So much good stuff. After that, you heard Tamaroff, which is a band that's pretty new to me. They're from the mid-2000s from Rochester, New York. That track is called Coach E off of their demo. And then what you just heard was called Exeter by the band Union Suit for the letter U off of their 7-inch titled Accidents Happen. And which was released in 1997. They're from Boston and actually had some heavy hitters in the band. They featured the vocalist of Isis and the drummer of both Hot Rod Circuit and the Shyness Clinic, which I didn't even realize was the same person. But yeah, the more you know, or I guess more I learn while doing this show, things get crazy in the world of emo. If you're just tuning in, it is still the X-Ray Spring Fun Drive. So we're still looking for folks to donate to support independent community radio here in Portland and, you know, worldwide as well, since we stream on the internet all the time. If you'd like to donate, we would love that. You could give us a call at 503-233-9729. And you could also go online to xray.fm/donate if you donate during this week. This is week two. You will be entered into a drawing for the One Moto Show Big Day Out, which is a drawing for a weekend pass to the One Moto Show here in Portland, along with a $100 gift certificate to use at the show if you like motorcycles, or at the One Moto Cafe, which is actually a pretty sweet cafe located at 1642 Northeast Sandy. More information is available at onemotopdx.com. So if you like motorcycles, you know what? You should donate at some point this week. You can be entered into a drawing for that prize. Yeah, again, we are looking for donations to keep the station running and serving you the weirdo radio that you know and love from X-Ray. Coming up next, you're going to hear a 2000s Canadian screamo band called Van Johnson. This track is called A Dance off of their Ladies and Gentlemen 7-inch released in 2004. Also, just a side note, I know I'm going in alphabetical order for the alphabet, but I kind of ran out of the alphabet at a certain point, so at the end of this episode, I'm playing bands that start with numbers going 1, 2, 3. Okay, I just have to say that right now because I may not come back on the mic until the end. Once again, this is Van Johnson. Thanks for listening to Saturday Star and X-Ray.
Yeah!
Hello, you're still tuned in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And we're just about to finish up the ABCs of Emo Part 2 here for X-Ray's Spring Fun Drive. You just heard, actually, let's start out in alphabetical order. At the top of that block, you heard Van Johnson for V with their track A Dance. They were a Canadian screamo band from the 2000s. We did kind of an accidental 2000s rock block there. Yeah, played a lot of 2000s bands. After that, you heard We Talked About Murder. That track is called Leanne, and they were a band from Austin, Texas. Pretty random, obscure band. I don't even know how I found out about them, but that was the band for W. That was off of their self-titled release from 2000. After that, starting with the letter X, which was pretty hard to find a band for. I don't even know how to pronounce this band's name. I thought it was like Social, but realized that it was spelled differently, maybe like Social. That was a band who were short-lived and came after the very well-known screamo band I Wrote Haikus About Cannibalism in Your Yearbook. All their songs are untitled, and I feel like that whole, I don't know, band and members just have a lot of lore around them, but they only had a few songs that they released, again, from the 2000s, and if you like that band, I Wrote Haikus, then you definitely would like that band. Social, I'm gonna say that's how you pronounce their name, I don't know. After that, you heard a UK mid-2000s emo band called Yossarian Is Drowning. That track is called Shipwrecked off of their self-titled 7-inch. Then you heard Zarison. That track is called Resolution. And that band, I truly was at a loss of what band to play for Z. And I literally searched on Discogs for emo as the category, starting with the letter Z, and I found that band. So that's why I love doing this radio show. I learn about different bands and different things related to, I don't know, emo and punk and hardcore all the time through doing this show, and I love it. They were from Illinois and were active around 2000. And after that, we ventured into the numbers since, you know, the alphabet ended. So you heard 1.6 band for number one. That track is called Back in Church. They were a punk band from Long Island, New York. After that, the band you just heard is called 22 Days, and that track was called Harvey Sid Fisher Said It's Best off of their demo, but really it was like a 10-inch that they released. And this is what it says that I found online about this band. 22 Days were a short-lived emotional hardcore band from New Orleans that existed in 2007 for 22 days. So hence the name. So that's extremely emo. They were also post Memory as Perfection, who I played last week on part one of ABCs of Emo for the letter M. Okay, to finish up today's episode, we got about a couple minutes left. This band is called 309 Chorus. They were a mid-90s emo hardcore band from Milwaukee. Thanks so much for tuning in to Satterstar and supporting X-Ray during our Spring Fun Drive. Donate to X-Ray. Bye!